93-year-old former Justice John Paul Stevens was not yet a member of the court when it ruled in 1964 that the New York Times did not commit libel when it ran an ad criticizing Alabama law enforcement officials for their handling of civil rights protests. The so-called Sullivan ruling set a precedent for Stevens and future justices in freedom of the press cases, according to UGA Associate Law Professor Sonia West.
It was really the beginning of the court thinking about the role the press plays and individuals play in our public debate. There had been very little commentary from the court prior to Sullivan.
The Sullivan case established a very high burden of proof for public figures who accuse journalists of libel. They have to prove reporters not only published wrong information, but did it with malicious intent. Stevens is giving the keynote address at Wednesday's event at UGA. It's been 3 years since Stevens stepped down from the bench, where he usually voted with the liberal wing. West says he remains admired by his colleagues.
Recently, in an interview that Justice Scalia gave, he was asked about which justice he most respected and enjoyed sparring with, and he said Justice Stevens.
The conference at UGA is free and open to the public, but attendees must pre-register. John Lawrence, WABE News.